This weekend, the second annual Trail Mix blended music, the outdoors, and environmental concern. Five bands were dotted along the Lake Fayetteville Trail as part of the six-week-long Artisphere Festival. Ozarks at Large's energy correspondent Christina Thomas went to Trail Mix, and she came back with this report.
Upon walking out to Lake Fayetteville's North Shore Park on this cloudy and cool day, one begins to hear the beat and rhythm of a band participating in this second annual event. Attendees are greeted by volunteers offering reusable water bottles sporting the festival's logo and a map marking the locations of the bands, which are spread out along the trail. Volunteer Jean Turiser says that she is participating because she loves the Walton Arts Center.
And I love being outdoors on an otherwise not so beautiful day. But it's just a lot of fun, and there's so many interesting things going on, and we get to hear this great plastic music.
Plastic Music is the first musical group approached as the journey along the trail begins. Plastic Music, both words spelled with a K rather than a C, uses all plastic instruments, such as buckets and tubes, and plays recognizable music from Beethoven to today's hip-hop hits.
I'm just got a few pieces of information about how the city of Fayetteville is working on various sustainability actions and some of their accomplishments over the last few years, and then have their plan that shows different things they're working on for the future as well.
That's Liz Hill, Energy Corps member with the City of Fayetteville's Sustainability Department. She had a table set up just beyond the first stage, passing out this information. Other groups, such as the Arkansas Energy Office and Ecological Communities, were represented as well. Activities for kids to participate in were also at this locale. Beth Ashbaugh, with Appleseeds Inc., offered such a project.
So we're doing some planting with the kids, making paper pots out of newspaper, and teaching people that you don't have to buy the little plastic pots when they're planting.
Attendees continue along the trail, either walking, biking, skating, or scooting, until they approach the next musical act. That's the music of Nielsen Mata and his group Brazilian Voyage. While originally from Brazil, the group now lives in New Jersey and made the trip to Fayetteville just for this festival. Mata says that he enjoys the green nature of the event.
Well, you know, it's the natural thing, and it's very important always. Green is very important. We have to go for it. We don't have a choice now. At this point, any help is great. So this is perfect. You know, people come and see us play. You know, the electricity here is provided by the earth, the sun. So it's very, very comfortable to say I'm honored to be here.
As Mata mentioned, his set and equipment are powered by solar panels. All of the acts are fueled by an alternative power source. The next band approached uses humans, pedaling stationary bicycles. Dan Dean, Energy Corps member for the Walton Arts Center, was in charge of this particular setup, including getting the biker bar to its current location.
I've been organizing the biker bar and bicycle aspects of Trail Mix. A group of us met at Walton Arts Center parking lot this afternoon and rode up here pulling the biker bar to Trail Mix.
It took Dan and a dozen others about an hour, utilizing the city's Skull and Mud Creek trail systems, to make the voyage. While pedaling, he explains how the biker bar arrangement works.
We have three bicycles on trainer stands. They're turning an axle that creates DC power that's then inverted into AC power to supply power for the base amp.
The band that Dan and two other volunteers are powering is Hogtown Hot Club, playing gypsy jazz meets American swing. It is here where Mary Lotes and Claire Small had parked their bicycles and laid out a blanket, enjoying the tunes. They were appreciating the dancers. wearing colored elaborate masks and costumes, dressed as flowers, frogs, and insects.
And these kids are...
And I love the dancing. That's new. They didn't have that last year.
It's fantastic.
With those costumes, they're lovely.
And everybody's got their own personality that they're bringing out through the dance.
Yeah.
These girls are adorable.
Aren't they?
It's interesting to try to guess if they're girls or their age, right?
The dancers, located at each of the five stages, are part of Annie Hickman's Weaving the Wild. Annie's work blends together basketry, costumes, sculpture, movement, and nature. Local dancers and theater groups volunteered their performances, with a finale bringing all of the creatures together. At the final performance, guests either continue on the trail, sans music, or turn around and enjoy the acts a second time. Other groups involved in the event are Razia Said and Papa Rap's Arkansalsa. Back at the beginning of the trail, or the end in some cases, audiences have walked or biked at least 4 miles. Volunteers say that they have passed out about 500 water bottles, but believe that attendance is more like 700. Trail Mix is a truly unique event, bringing together music and nature lovers, a true opportunity to enjoy artists that are inspired by nature, and in turn, are inspiring others. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.